At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak. Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Wine Country Theater presents, and the winner is, a very funny modern-day morality tale that spoofs Hollywood and all of our crazy ambitions. Tyler Jones, a self-obsessed movie star, is finally nominated for an Oscar, but dies the night before the awards. Can he negotiate a return to Earth for the big night? Wine Country Theater's, and the winner is, April 10th through 26th. For tickets, go to winecountrytheater.org, winecountrytheater.org.
Mark Twain once said, the two most important days of your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why. This is Doris Lance with your Healthy Habits. Research shows people who know why they get up each morning can add 8 to 10 years to celebrate life. Find your purpose by doing a self-check at what you're good at, what you enjoy doing, or what brings a smile to your face. Is it reading a book to a child at the local library, or serving a meal at the soup kitchen, or teaching a family member how to swim? Discover your purpose and find the joy in living. Keep listening to learn more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, instructor, who reminds you, don't let age change you, change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, April 21st, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles City Council to discuss Larry Moore Park and County Homeless Compact. Sheriff's Office releases more information on deputy-involved shooting. Details of these and other stories coming up. Rain this morning, then mostly cloudy. Highs in the low 60s. It's 54 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup and security. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Paso Robles City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6 in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. Tonight's lengthy agenda contains several discussion items and public hearings. One public hearing is an amendment to the city's municipal code regarding signs, continued from its previous April 7th meeting. A discussion item is also on the revitalization project to Larry Moore Park. Since 2024, the city has met with stakeholders and community members of the surrounding neighborhood regarding a sizable revitalization of the park, particularly with youth athletic fields. The development plan for Larry Moore Park includes two lighted ball fields, one rectangular field, bleachers, playground areas, a rock climbing area, new restrooms and storage areas, and a connection to the Riverwalk Trail system. Lastly, the city will discuss joining the county's Regional Homeless and Affordable Housing Compact, a joint effort with the seven cities to address homelessness through the strengthened collaboration. The County Public Works Department announced shoulder repairs will continue on Peachy Canyon Road, which may result in traffic delays. Work will start on April 27th and continue through June 12th, 2026. Delays and work will only be performed on weekdays, 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. There will be no lane restrictions outside of these working hours. Sheriff's Office releases update on deputy-involved shooting. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazenbear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazenbear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. The County Sheriff's Office has released additional information regarding the deputy-involved shooting that occurred on April 19th. Deputies were called to the 700 block of Hill Street in Napomo from a report of a family disturbance. The report says an adult male was inside the apartment, threatening to kill his mother. Deputies contacted the suspect in the doorway of a ground floor apartment. The suspect then retreated inside, armed himself with a shotgun, and pointed it at deputies. The sheriff's office says that at that point, the shooting occurred. The suspect fired his shotgun at deputies, and they returned fire, striking the suspect. Although life-saving measures were attempted, the suspect was pronounced dead at the scene. No deputies were injured. The suspect was identified as 48-year-old Joseph Munoz, who had prior convictions for domestic battery, felony DUI, felony possession of a controlled substance for sale, and more. Supervisor Bruce Gibson has released a detailed statement on his 32 years of making decisions for land use and housing in San Luis Obispo County. Gibson has released a full 45-page document of his reflections from 1994 to 2026 and a shortened, summarized version on the county's website. Gibson's summary says that housing production in California has not kept up with the population growth. Additionally, Gibson says simply building more housing of all types has not been shown to improve housing affordability. He cites that wealth and income inequality in communities are strongly correlated with housing unaffordability, especially in a highly desirable location such as San Luis Obispo County. Gibson says that local decision makers haven't set specific enough policy goals and that policies should be informed by a significantly expanded database of housing and economic information. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District is offering free summer child care for students enrolled in TK through middle school. Through the district's expanded learning opportunities program, families can gain access to full-day summer care at no cost. Hours of operation are 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Monday to Friday, from June 15th through July 28th. Summer care programs are hosted at Winifred Pfeiffer, Glenn Speck, and Virginia Peterson Elementary Schools. Additionally, in partnership with the Boys and Girls Club of North San Luis Obispo County, the Tom Moss Clubhouse is also offering another high-quality option for families. As of the announcement by PRJUSD, there are 550 spots available for the summer program. Enrollment will continue on a first-come, first-served basis. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Athletics beat the Mariners 6-4, the Blue Jays over the Angels 5-2, the Dodgers beat the Rockies 12-3. Tonight, The Dodgers will face the Giants. The Athletics will go against the Mariners. The Padres will face the Rockies. The Angels will go against the Blue Jays. The Yankees will face the Red Sox. In the NBA playoffs, tonight the Lakers will face the Rockets. In California news, prosecutors have laid out the alleged timeline of alt-pop singer David's murder of a 14-year-old girl in Los Angeles County. David Burke, in 2022, had been making his own music to accompany video game montages online. One of his songs, Romantic Homicide, went viral in 2022. Around 2023, prosecutors say he began the sexual abuse of Celeste Rivas Hernandez, who was a runaway 13-year-old at the time. Prosecutors allege Burke murdered Rivas Hernandez in April 2025 and mutilated her remains about a month later. Her body wasn't discovered until September 8th. Another Democrat has announced their campaign suspension for California governor. Betty Yee, a former state controller, announced on Monday she is suspending her campaign. Yee's campaign office says she has lagged behind in fundraising since entering into the contest in 2024. Documents in an ongoing lawsuit from California Attorney General Rob Bonta and Amazon have been unsealed. Bonta alleges Amazon pressures competing companies to increase prices on their websites so that Amazon cannot be undercut by competitors. The hearing is for the preliminary injunction is in July. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KBRL News Time is 7:16.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The USDA has announced a new Office of Seafood. It is for fishermen of all species, including crustaceans. USDA Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins.
It stood up as of today. We have been working on it over the last almost 8 months and wanted to get all of our T's crossed and our I's dotted. It is now open today. Everything from crop protection tools to prioritizing seafood on the international stage. When you think about it in the context of the Make America Healthy Again movement and what this particular industry means for making America healthy again, all of those come into play. I was a little startled that USDA has never had an office for seafood. We've never had an advocate for seafood for all of the programs that are at USDA, all of them from beginning farmers and ranchers to risk mitigation when there's weather incidents, etc. Now all of that is on the table.
Once again, USDA Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins. The USDA office will help those in the seafood industry with grants and loans to support infrastructure and workforce development, procurement of U.S. seafood products, marketing and promotion of seafood products in both domestic and foreign markets, and will also be able to assist with risk management and disaster assistance. With today's Line on Agriculture Report, I'm Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network.
Hello, this is Brian Gill. I would like to invite you to the annual Gilroad Angus Spring Bull and Commercial Replacement Heifer Sale on April 22nd at the ranch near Timberlake, South Dakota. We will be selling 100 yearling and age advantage bulls and 180 commercial replacement heifers. Our sale catalog and videos are online at gilroadangus.com. We spent all fall and winter bidding on and buying thousands of our customers' calves, and we understand what works in the commercial cattle industry. You can watch and bid on the Gilroad Angus Sale online at dvauction.com.
Horn flies can take a bite out of your cattle's performance. These pests feed on cattle up to 30 times a day, stressing animals and cutting into profits. Fight back. SmartLick Supplements low moisture blocks available with Altacid or Clarify help break the horn fly life cycle. Less fly pressure means cattle can spend more time grazing and growing. Take control of fly problems this season. Visit SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your dealer.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Listen to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and two sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finished work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
KPRL News continues at 7:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Geringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Ever-increasing labor costs in California and free trade that led to a surge in cheaper, duty-free asparagus imports from Mexico have pushed the state's asparagus industry to the brink of extinction. But a handful of growers and packers continue to hang on, with some even expressing a ray of optimism. "I think we felt better about it the last 2 years," said Aaron Barcelos, a partner in the family-owned A-Bar Ag Enterprises near Firebaugh. "Last year and this year, the markets, for whatever reason, haven't had imported grass, and we're finding better markets. California asparagus production topped 37,000 acres in 2000 before it started to decline, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture figures. The state now has probably fewer than 1,000 acres of commercial asparagus, according to industry estimates. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Geringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to LawNews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smock and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. Rain this morning with mostly cloudy skies in the afternoon, highs in the low 60s, southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with low 40s, south-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with highs in the upper 60s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Thursday and Friday, mostly cloudy on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday, mostly cloudy on Tuesday. Mid-70s Thursday, low 70s Friday, low 60s on Saturday, mid-60s on Sunday, low 70s Monday, 71 a week from today. Currently, it is 54 degrees and showering in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. KPRL News Time is 7:24.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened higher with optimism about upcoming negotiations with Iran. Brent crude, the global benchmark, is under $95 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate, U.S. oil, is down to $88. Retail sales jumped 1.7% in March, up 4% for the year. Americans were spending more because of higher gas prices. Apple shares are down 0.5%. CEO Tim Cook is stepping down. Apple's head of hardware, John Ternus, will take over from him September 1st, though Cook will remain with the company as executive chairman. United Health shares are up 8.5%. Its earnings are suggesting its turnaround plans are working. Northrop Grumman reported a higher profit, though the stock's down 3%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
My name is Christine, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, was a healthy 34-year-old, and 3 months later, he was gone. Thankfully, he had life insurance. Ethos made it so easy. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. 100% online, no medical exam. Life insurance didn't take away the loss, but it did give us the space to just grieve.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Blake's Two Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's Two Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
Storing termite and pest control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Storing termite and pest control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, gold in my bow, snakes in my case.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. And it is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda power equipment dealer. El Camino Real Atascadero, 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on this Tuesday edition.
Nobody hears a single word you say. Love it. The Morning Exchange. The Morning Exchange.
Alrighty, coming up this afternoon, Barry is back, protecting what matters, and Megan Barth, again, this is very timely, executive editor, California Globe, specializing in investigative journalism. All right, and then Larry Nicenson, chief commercial office, and Andy Freeman, corporate development and brand strategy leader of Assured Allies, how wellness platforms are revolutionizing health insurance and the future care we receive. So there you go. That's all this afternoon. All right, well, you know what it's supposed to be. Anything that may be on your minds. Let's see here. Morning. Question I have about Gibson's 32 years is how much under the table he has acquired. Just curious. I have no idea, but, you know, the 32 years, and then particularly the last X amount of years, he served on the County Board of Supervisors. Apparently, he didn't do anything because he's bemoaning the fact that many of these things that he always bragged about, homeless and housing, not much has gotten done. And we also are facing a huge budget deficit with him sitting on the Board of Supervisors. So maybe he should get rid of the 35 pages and put it down to just one little notepad and say, I'm sorry. That won't happen. No, that's just wishful thinking. Okay, let's see here. Again, more of the goofiness of some people. As I mentioned last hour on the cost of housing in the state, many of it, not all, but many of it is inflicted by government rules, regulations, et cetera, et cetera. So we have two... well, at least one flaming liberal and a part-time liberal, and that would be one Woody Harrelson and Bill Maher. They apparently they own a dispensary lounge in West Hollywood called The Woods, and what they're doing is they're complaining about the cost of doing business in California, particularly the dispensaries. And California has a 15% gross receipts tax on the retail sale of cannabis or any cannabis product. It briefly rose to 19% in 2025, but a bill passed in September brought it back down to 15%. So the overall, they're complaining that the government is charging 30 to 35%. It's not right, they're saying. I wonder who these people voted for. They're not complaining about the billionaires tax. They're saying businesses in general, but particularly a business they own in the cannabis industry, the dispensary in West Hollywood. Very interesting. Very interesting. Okay. Also, last hour I mentioned that between 75 and 80% of the lumber that we get in use in California, it's not from us.
It's not from us. It's from elsewhere. So I decided, well, what else is not from California that we use quite a bit of? And California imports significant amounts of electricity, crude oil, and, this was surprising, agricultural products. Key imports include wind and solar power, oil, food commodities like soybeans, cotton, and grain. Now, I realize there's some things you can't grow in certain areas, so. Electricity, for example, as the largest net electricity importer in the United States, California relies on neighbors for 23 to 30% of its electricity supply, including high volumes of wind power. And that drives up the cost. All you have to do is look at your electric bill. Now, while California imports most of its crude oil from foreign sources, substantial amounts are brought in from Alaska. And again, this was the part that surprised me about the agriculture and food products. And the shipments of animal feed come from other states. Now, other commodities, because they're cheaper to make outside of California, include industrial machinery, electronics, and various raw materials to support local manufacturing. Now, we have a lot of this naturally in our state, but because of the rules and regulations and the people that Woody Harrelson helped put into office, we're getting it from elsewhere. So we're not dependent. And again, driving up the cost for all the things that we have. So, you know, the question over and over again is, when will we learn? Will we ever learn? Maybe we'll find out a little bit more with the elections coming up. I don't know. I'm not holding my breath. Anyway, just a couple of things to get you going this morning here, something to think about, and also some things. There is another push by Bonta, your attorney general, is for more rules and regulations, I'll call them, regarding guns. And he's having I don't know if you can find it on YouTube this afternoon or not. I didn't see anything in the press release, but again, more gun control, I think, for a lack of a better word, or the terminology they would use. I think they have it, you know, under public safety or, you know, one of those nice sounding type of things regarding the issue of guns and so forth. As I asked the question last hour, that piece of human debris that was shot dead by a sheriff department. He had a shotgun, but he was in felony. These are the type of things that over the years, I know people have emailed in and called in and say, why can't we find out more information about the status of some of these people, whether they are here legally, their background, although the press releases many times will indicate that they have been incarcerated or they've been arrested or whatever, multiple times during the course of their lives. And this one yesterday, they did mention that, but there's nothing about the legal status or how did he get a shotgun if he's a felon. So, Chris, would you say that overall when they get press releases on, and I'm not talking about a minor offense, but most of the time they list a little bit of the background on the person.
No, they list a lot of it if it's there. I tend to not say it all, though, because, you know, I don't need to list out 15 different felonies for a person after I've gone through the whole story bit by bit, if that makes sense.
No, I understand it. There's time constraints and so forth. But, yeah, they do from time to time, but they don't go into complete details. And I don't know if they're allowed to do that or not, to tell you the truth. All right, on the text. California peaked as the nation's top cotton producer in 2004, leading in Pima cotton and high yield per acre throughout the late 20th century. Production has since declined significantly due to due to water restrictions as demo rat kings. I didn't know that about California, about the cotton 2000. Well, I didn't know about it, period. For whatever reason, I don't think of California and cotton. Think about a lot of other products and so forth, but not that. So that's, you know, again, in the length of time, 2004 isn't that long ago. So I'm guessing that was primarily out in the valley areas for the person that sent this text in. And by the way, thanks for sending that. I had no idea. No idea whatsoever regarding that. Now, I know the different areas. We were once known, what, for pistachios and almonds, if memory serves me. I know, matter of fact, it wasn't, I don't know how many years going back. Okay, within 20 years, there was a family here that still, they were growing pistachios out in the Adelaide area. I lost track of the family, and I don't know if that's still the case or not, but it was pistachios and almonds, and there was something else I can't remember off the top of my head. You know, it's not memory from personal experience, I can tell you. It's just from, you know, meeting some of the folks and, you know, giving me the history of the area, which is always interesting. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Supply and demand, you know, that's the most fascinating aspect of economics that apparently no one learns anymore, like our civics and things like that, because going way back, you might remember the term voodoo economics, is because when Reagan came into office, they were talking about, increased supply and that'll lower prices and increase the economy and all this stuff. And obviously, you know, you touch on how government seems to always influence the ability to create and supply things, such as housing or agriculture because of water or whatever. And that always strikes me, too. And again, you know, why do people vote for this? But is that if you have, man-made impediments to increasing supply and you know, lowering prices, then, gosh, there's some control there. And you know, the government is the, you know, king of control. So, it's just crazy because we should have abundance. we have the technology. We have the knowledge. We know how to do things. We can, you know, make life great for everyone. And somehow, some way, it doesn't work that way.
I'd be willing to bet, particularly in the state of California, when you look at the, all the things that you just mentioned, that a lot of this is tied from because of diverted money into social programs.
Possibly, and I mean, I'm sure a lot of it is. And then the question is why doesn't that work, right? If that's where the supply is, why does the problem not go away?
Well, okay, you know, I always like to refer to cats. What happens when you start feeding a feral cat?
It'll keep coming back.
Right, and it doesn't hunt for its food because it doesn't have to. So when you supply people with, you know, just think of it, free this, free that, discounts for this and that. We're going to pay for your kids' breakfast and lunch and so forth. What incentive is there for people to better themselves?
Not a whole lot. And then what, when it comes to voting and changing the status quo, is would you vote to cut your, you know, supply lines off? It's probably not. So the, you know, and government has, you know, really started to perfect this approach. And it takes, you know, and that's why we're 50-50, because you have half the population that is either living off of the government, or you have, or that they're in power, and then you have the other half that just want to live their lives and go to work, and they produce things, and, you know, and the government is just like a monkey on the back. So,
well, I would define it a little bit more than just saying, and I know you didn't mean this, but I just kind of want to clarify, you know, when you say that, well, people just want to go to work. People, they go to work, obviously, for many reasons, but also it gives you a worth.
Self-worth, self-pride. Mm-hmm.
Right. there is that. And I think we've lost that in many respects for people who don't care about that, because it's not a stigma anymore. There's nothing attached to it.
Yeah, right. I mean, it, you go back in historically when you had the wealthy class and the poor, as times changed and people moved to America and there was opportunity, we were much more, appreciative of each other for whatever people did. But, what is the first question you meet somebody? Oh, what is it that you do? How many people will say, I just live off the government. How about you? So.
No, they wouldn't, but, and I don't know if this makes any sense, because I was thinking about it driving in after I said thank you to the long-legged rat, is I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago regarding a lady here in the county that won some award for helping out primarily minorities. All right, this all sounds good, but I remember reading something in their press release saying that she was proud of the fact that they were able to force the Paso Robles School District to have bilinguals at their meetings. And, one is to force. I didn't like that term. But the other is, why don't you force the people that have the greatest opportunity in the greatest country in the United States of America to force them to learn the language of the country that they chose to come to? And to, because in the long run, it will better them instead of keeping them down. Why would they be proud of that?
Well, it goes back down to the what motivates people. And I think they talk about useful idiots. And I think a lot of people that are motivated by some of this feel-good stuff, like you said, they're feeding the cats. They're not making people learn how to live on their own, have self-pride and self-worth, and, that we're all here to help each other and make the world
right.
A better place.
You're exactly right, because they want to be the king and queen of these people.
Exactly, and it's they call it modern day slavery. I mean, some of the people have touched on this in the, like, Candace Owens and some of these podcasters about, the Democrat Party is, they just expect the black vote, and yet is when you look at the history over the past 60, 70 years, the blacks had normal families and now they don't. It's just single parent families, and then, how does that affect society? And guess what? It does. I mean, look at the crime in the inner cities. And again, you lose your pride, and then it is pernicious, and obviously there's all aspects that happen in society, and you just have to keep on fighting the good fight, because there's not much else you can do. So and not get sucked into the dogma or the approach that these people want people to take is, I don't know, you look at different generations and again like religion kind of has faded away with some of the younger generation. They're getting back into it. The effect of opportunities and starting with supply and demand is, energy should be cheap. We know how to make energy. We know how to transform energy. And some people say economic activity is transforming energy. So if we want more economic activity, let's get more energy. it's just maddening, because people just aren't, somehow the intelligent people aren't running the asylum, is the way I would put it.
Oh, you're right. All right, we're out of time. Thanks.
Have a good day.
All right, you too. Going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The County Sheriff's Office has released additional information regarding the deputy involved shooting on April 19th. Deputies were called to the 700 block of Hill Street in Napomo. 48-year-old Joseph Munoz made contact with deputies and retreated inside the apartment, pointing a shotgun and firing at the deputies. None of them were injured. They fired back and Munoz died at the scene.
Supervisor Bruce Gibson has released a detailed statement on his 32 years of making decisions for land use and housing in San Luis Obispo County. Gibson has released a full 45-page document of his reflections from 1994 to 2026 and a shortened, summarized version on the county's website. Gibson says that local decision makers haven't set specific enough policy goals with regards to housing. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy with rain this morning, then mostly cloudy, highs in the low 60s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Pakistan peace talks still in suspense over the arrival of Vice President J.D. Vance and Iran's negotiators. With a deadline tomorrow for Iran to make a deal or the U.S. resumes bombing bridges and power plants.
The United States seems to be all systems go, but state media associated with the Iranian regime has been reporting that Iran has not confirmed that it's sending a delegation here to Islamabad. Now, Iran's reluctance to publicly confirm the second round of peace talks may be Iran posturing or doing PR.
Fox's Matt Finn. The War Department posting U.S. forces boarded another stateless sanctioned ship to disrupt material support to Iran. AAA says the price of gas down another 2 cents today. And President Trump posting Virginia vote no to save your country as voters get to decide whether to remap to favor Democrats in the midterms. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs. Just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
This April, refresh your skin and renew your glow at Spa Allegretto in Paso Robles. Book the Ultimate Skin Refresh Facial and enjoy a complimentary eye and lip mask treatment designed to hydrate, brighten, and leave you feeling radiant. Relax in the tranquil setting of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, where wellness meets luxury right here on the Central Coast. Appointments are limited, so reserve your April facial today. Call Spa Allegretto or visit AllegrettoVineyardResort.com to book.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air, tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. All right, more rain on the way and up to about a 70% till probably middle afternoon. Highs in the low 60s and clouds tonight and overnight. Lows right around 40. Clouds and sunshine mixed in. Upper 60s on your Wednesday. All right, so we'll dry out a little bit. And then Thursday, mid-70s, low 70s Friday. Low 60s on Saturday, mid-60s Sunday. Monday, 70, and same a week from today. Our season's total is 16 and 29 hundredths. That's from Chris Stanley, the water quality supervisor, City of Paso Robles, so thank you for that. And today's UV index will be 7. Up and down we go. I just erased it, so it's 51 degrees. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Hutch Heating and Air, tune-up, repair, or replacement. Get it done by the pros. All right, the right choice, KPRL. It's 7 minutes away from 8 o'clock.
What's going on?
Community calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. Lots of parking, easy in, easy out, and a delightful atmosphere. Household goods, furniture, clothing, and other miscellaneous items. Looking for new uses at homes, treasures you didn't know you needed, and yummy desserts calling your name. It's a yard and bake sale coming up Saturday, May 2nd from 8 till 2 at the First United Methodist Church on Creston Road in Paso Robles. It helps support outreach programs, including the Salvation Army and more. And that's across from George Brown. They got it in early, so you'll hear that again. And also, some more Family Praise and Worship presents free clothing giveaway Saturday, May 16th from 9 till noon. Free clothing for everyone to enjoy. Come find a blessing in your size. And if you'd like to donate clothes for the event, please call the parish. That is the Templeton Community Center, the family worship and praise and worship. Okay, so contact them. And anyway, again, they got it in early, so you'll hear it again. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles, everything. Lunch on every day, brunch on the weekends, and, of course, dinner Wednesday through Saturday. Again, with that easy in, easy out parking. All right, moving right along.
Happy.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Don't forget, mark your calendar, May 19th through the 21st, and take your valuables to sell. Yes, indeed. Happy birthday today on our local celebrities. Peggy Cavallaro. Close enough. There's something wrong with the ink on this one. James Walsh, Jennifer Chavez, Esmeralda Cabrera, Joshua Bruce, Dana Kahn. We have Janine Frummel, Dakota Taylor, Kristen Hersey, Kristen Stevens, Marty Eschel, the one and only Marty Eschel. My goodness. And happy anniversary to Chris and Tammy Swank. On my right-hand side, some old folks you may have heard of. The conservationist John Muir. 1838, 1914, one of the greatest managers of all time. Joe McCarthy, 1887, 1978. Hey, the governor of California, Pat Brown, 1905, 1996. Pro Football Hall of Famer, did a little bit of everything. Ken Strong, 1906, 1979. And Quinn the Eskimo came. Anthony Quinn, 1915, 2001. Don Cornell, the singer, 1919, 2004. Elaine May, the actress, 1932, still with us. Pretty good actor. Charles Grodin, 1935, 2021. This guy was in the penalty box a lot. Hockey player Reg Fleming, 1936, 2009. He helped write Shout, Shout, Knock Yourself Out, and others, including Runaround Sue and The Wanderer with Dion. They were buddies. Ernie Maresca, 1938, 2015. Al Bumbry played with the O's and others. 1947, Iggy Pop, 1947. From the group Family, John Wilder, 1947. Paul Carrick, singer, 1951. He was with Mike and the Mechanics. The Einstein, Tony Danza, 1951. Pretty good relief pitcher, Jesse Orozco, 1957. Andy McDowell, the model and actress, 1958. From, let's see, Ken Caminiti, 1963. Real good baseball player, but he had issues. He died in 2004. All My Children's, Christine Hoff, 1968. Where else are we going to go with this list today? Hello, hello, hello. Tony Romo, the quarterback, 1980 for the Cowboys. And you Dodger fans will remember, he played for the Bums. Jock Peterson. Jock was born in 1992, passing away on this day. Prince Rogers Nelson, Prince, 2016, the Red Baron, Baron von something was his name. He died in 1918. He was shot down. Mark Twain, 1910, also passing away. Ken Kercheval from Dallas, Bobby. He died in 2019. And Jimmy the Greek Snyder, 1996. Gummo Marx, one of the brothers. He died in 1977, and who else died on this day? That's it. All right, going to the top list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Well, 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 he was the first manager to win pennants in both leagues. He won a total of 9 league pennants and 7 world championships. That's tied with Casey Stengel. He recorded a 100-win season 6 times. That's matched only by Bobby Cox. And his career winning percentage in both the regular season and postseason, .698, and in the World Series are the highest in Major League Baseball history. Joe McCarthy to the top of the list.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. County Public Works Department announced shoulder repairs will continue on Peachy Canyon Road, which may result in traffic delays. Work starts April 27th and will go through June 12th. Delays in work will only be performed on weekdays between 7 a.m. and 4:30 p.m.
The PRJUSD is offering free summer child care for students enrolled in TK through middle school through the district's Expanded Learning Opportunities Program. Hours of operation are 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday to Friday, June 15th through July 28th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy with rain this morning, highs in the low 60s, it's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
McCarthy spent 15 years in the minor leagues, primarily as a shortstop and second baseman with Toledo, Buffalo, and Louisville. Eventually became a manager, and again, one of the greatest managers of all time. Easy. He's in Monument Park in New York. Again, winning percentage of .615, won over 2,000 games. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.